Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Getting ready for the second half of the Cleveland Indians baseball season. The All-Star game was last night. Tribe obviously very well represented with five All-Stars in the mix. Not to mention they had the coaching staff there as well. The Indians will get back after it again on a West Coast swing that begins this Friday when they take on the Oakland A's. And, of course, we'll have that one for you here on AM 930 WEOL. One of the Indians All-Stars was not at the game in South Beach on Tuesday night. And I'm not talking about Terry Francona. I'm talking about Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians, and he joins us right now courtesy of Avon Brewing Company. Joel, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you today?
So far, so good. Just pushing our way through a hump day as per the usual, and always love having you on. We've got to begin with this. Have to begin with this. I was going to ask you about this last week, and it totally slipped my mind because at the time, I think the news had just come down that Carlos Santana was just placed on paternity leave. He's having a charity bowling event on July 20th at Corner Alley, downtown Cleveland. That sounds fantastic. Please explain what's going on here and who all is involved.
Yeah, Carlos is, he's been, gotten more involved as his career has gone on. He and his wife have gotten more involved in the community, I think he's felt a little bit more connection to Cleveland. His fans kind of embraced him. Of course, last year he had a huge year, and this year he's been doing some visiting with the Boys and Girls Club's kids and that sort of thing. So he has really sort of continued to grow, as a player, as a person, and really taken to his status as somebody that kids look up to as one of their favorite Tribe players. So he is hosting an event on July 20th at Corner Alley. I'm sure some of his teammates will be there. That's next Thursday on our off day, right before we begin a six-gamer here at Progressive Field. So seven-gamer with the Reds involved there on that previous off day. But some of his teammates will be involved there, and so it should be a fun event. He's going to try and raise some money for local charities, and again, our guys just do a ton in the community. So another thing we love to see from our guys.
This sounds really awesome. I mean, I'm thinking about going to this thing. Is there information out there as to how you can get involved? Are there any open spots remaining? Do you know?
Yeah, Andy, I know you're a big bowler. I've heard you've bowled like five career 300 games. So if you do go, let me know, and I'll be sure to come heckle you so you don't throw a 300 game. But actually, the best spot for information on this is actually Carlos's Twitter. So if you go to his Twitter account, it's @TheRealSlamTana, and scroll through there. He's got a bunch of information there about the event and ways to get involved and that sort of thing. So anybody looking to do just that can check out his Twitter for all the details.
@TheRealSlamTana. Do you know, is he a big bowler?
I don't know. I don't believe so. I think this is just kind of an idea he and probably his representatives had to raise some money and have some fun with some of his teammates.
Very nice. I mean, bowling's a wonderful activity. You know, I'm a huge bowler. I've been in the league for many, many years now. But, I mean, even if you're not a bowler, it's just a fun event. Everybody seems to be pretty relaxed, nice and laid back. That should be a really cool atmosphere. And, of course, when you go to the Corner Alley, you're always going to have a great time. They've got great drinks, great food, phenomenal atmosphere. So, absolutely, check that out. Again, check out Carlos Santana's Twitter handle, @TheRealSlamTanner, for more details. Also want to talk about the story that you guys posted a few days ago about Michael Brantley playing host to the Wooster High School Baseball's team manager, Joy McGee. Seemed like a really cool experience for him. What can you share with us about that?
Yeah, we caught wind of this story in the spring as local high school baseball wrapped up. Joey McGee, who has Down syndrome, he was involved in a really cool thing that Revere High School and Wooster High School did, where during a game they let him hit and hit a home run. You know, they kind of little league home run. They let Joey enjoy, and so. During his interview after the game, he remarked that I was just like Michael Brantley. Well, we come to find out that Michael was his favorite player, and so just asked Michael if he'd be up for a meeting with Joey and his family if we brought him down. And sure enough, Saturday night it was Joey's birthday, and so he came down with a friend of his and his family, and enjoyed batting practice from the field. And Michael and Jason Kipnis came over and welcomed the whole group to the ballpark. So just a special special day. People ask me what my favorite part of the job is. Stuff like that, where we know we have power, the power to kind of make people's days and that sort of thing. So whenever we can, we try to do that, and that was a fun day for me.
Sure. I mean, that's very powerful stuff, not only to make somebody's day, but, I mean, really to make somebody's year in that case. And I think regardless of the situation, any time you get the chance to be a pro ball player, no matter how good or bad he might be, it's always a difference maker. There's no question about that. So I think what you just mentioned certainly goes a long, long ways. We're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians. He's brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. Another event that you guys had towards the end of that last homestand, it was the process behind the Wives Association, and they had something last Friday. It was the shirts off the players' backs night. I thought that was really cool, the beginning of a really big weekend against the Tigers, and I think any time you get the opportunity to get your hands on a jersey that's personalized and signed the way these ones were, really, really cool stuff, but it also went towards a good cause.
Yeah, our Wives Association holds a couple of fundraisers each year. This is usually the one that raises the most money. They grab players' jerseys from a game a couple days before. They get them signed. They get them cleaned up and ready to roll. And then we auction them off during a weekend game. So that happened during our last homestand. Happy to report that our Wives raised over $10,000 for Cleveland Indians charities. And what that goes to is our efforts to programs for youth and baseball and softball for area kids. And so our Wives do a great job. They've become even more involved as the years have gone on. A lot of them go visit Providence House, which is a crisis nursery in Cleveland, and all kinds of great stuff. So they do an awesome job. They get our guys involved too, and just another fun event that they had that raised some money for our efforts in our community.
And continuing with some more stories about some more great things that the guys have done in the community, if you can, kind of explain what Mickey Callaway and company did with the folks of Our Lady of the Wayside last week with those clinics.
Yeah, Our Lady of the Wayside they work with mentally and physically handicapped individuals and provide them, places to work and that sort of thing. And so we've been partners with them for a long, long time, and we bring them down once a year to have what we call a dream day clinic, where they go on the field, they hear from some of our coaches, and Mickey Callaway popped out and had some fun with that group, took pictures, and just a fun day that they had last week, where Mickey came in early one day and talked to the group a little bit about it, enjoyed some lunch with them over on our concourse, and then, again, kind of showed them a little bit of baseball skills as well. So just one more thing where we can bring some smiles to some local folks' faces.
Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. Want to talk briefly about Terry Francona, of course, everybody expressing their concerns toward the end of last week. I think just after we had you on, some comments were made by Chris Antonetti about the status update for Terry Francona and, where we might be able to expect him to come back. The last we had heard, he's expected to join the team this Friday, just after the All-Star break for that West Coast trip. Is that still the plan? Any new updates on Tito?
Yeah, that's as far as I know, that is the latest. So Terry will travel with us to the West Coast tomorrow night, and he will be in the dugout Friday night. He had a cardiac ablation procedure last week, I think last Thursday, to hopefully remedy an irregular heartbeat that the doctors at the clinic diagnosed him with. So had that procedure, rested, was released the next evening, and sort of enjoyed the rest of our homestand and the All-Star game from his Cleveland residence. And by all accounts, he is ready to roll and ready to travel with us out to the West Coast. Unfortunately, I had to miss the All-Star game, but if you saw the broadcast, our coaching staff had some fun with him and brought a cardboard cutout of Terry into the clubhouse. So fun stuff there, and he'll be ready to roll this weekend as we expect out in Oakland.
Well, obviously great, great news to have Tito back in the dugout. Now that the Tribe's got their bench boss back, hopefully we can get back to focusing on some other topics here as well. But you mentioned something I wanted to hit on. Can you please give us the story behind Brad Mills and company unveiling that cardboard cutout of Terry Francona in the locker room for the All-Star game? Presentation was absolutely outstanding, just hilarious stuff. Can you kind of give us the story behind that? What went into that? Because for those of you who haven't seen this picture, it's out there on social media, and it's absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, that cardboard cutout had been sitting at Terry's desk for the last week while he was gone. And I think it was just kind of a joke to, these guys, all these guys ever do is bust each other's chops. And so When we actually sent out the release that said Terry was going back to the clinic last week, actually Terry's suggestion was to include this one line about potentially being allergic to Brad Mills. So these guys have been around forever. I think MLB.com just wrote this story about their connection. It started in 1978, and so they've been friends for a long, long time. And all they ever do is try to prank each other. And so, of course, with the national TV audience and the world watching, Millsy brought out a shirtless cardboard cutout of Terry for the entire world to see. I'm sure there will be payback in some form or another from Terry on this road trip.
It was a shirtless picture, but he was also wearing jorts, was he not?
No, he was wearing Indian shorts. Yes.
Indian shorts. Okay, that's right. Okay. I thought jorts entered the equation at some point, but it was Indian shorts. Got it. All right. Well, we have to ask you this question, too, before we cut you loose. We're having some fun with our guests today, and one of the bigger trends on Twitter today is the 90s were the best because, and we're having all kinds of fun with that discussion. You, of course, like me, you grew up in the 90s, so I'll let you finish that sentence. The 90s were the best because?
The 90s were the best because Francisco Lindor, Jose Ramirez, who else, were born in the 90s. How about that?
Sure, that works.
Let's see. Lindor was, what, 23? So he was born, mid-90s. Jose, too. Trying to think of some other Bradley Zimmer. Heck, we're getting to the point, Andy, now where some of these prospects we're looking at were born in 2000 or after, so I got to be careful. But yes, the 90s were the best because guys like Lindor and Ramirez were born in that decade.
Fair enough. And the 90s is really kind of where Joel Hammond took off, and I mean that literally and figuratively, kicking tail and taking names at Austin Town, both in cross country track and in basketball. I mean, you know, we're talking to a guy that had an NBA D League tryout. So, I mean, He's not one to toot his own horn, but, I'll toot it for him on occasion. So,
you know, on the topic of the 90s, Andy, before you let me go, on MLB Network tonight at 7:30, they are premiering the documentary they're airing is called The Dynasty That Never Was, that kind of dives into that 95 team and, the near miss we had that year, some of the personalities. So, if your listeners are going to be around tonight, no Tribe game tonight. So, turn on MLB Network or set your DVRs for 7:30 tonight for that documentary on our 95 team.
Absolutely. That's 100% on my radar. And actually, later on today, Jim Ingram of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram and Dining Gazette is going to join us to talk about that. He wrote an article about it a couple of days ago. I can't wait. I'm going to TiVo that and watch that when I get back home later on tonight, but I really cannot wait to watch that. That looks really, really interesting. Joel, always a pleasure, my friend, and we look forward to doing it again next week.
Sounds good, Andy. Thank you.
All righty, that's Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, of course, Joel is brought to you by Avon Brewing Company. We've got more coming your way after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.